Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where you already know we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all the things that actually matter in life. This week, we're going to talk about how to protect your energy, and this is something that's really, really important, and if you aren't protecting your energy, well, listen up, baby, because this episode is going to tell you exactly how to protect your energy from energy vampires and people that just try to bring you down. One thing that I talk about often is that everything in the universe is made up of energy. I am energy, you are energy, the microphone that I'm speaking through contains energy. The energy that we put out is the energy that we receive. But we can also pick up on other people's energy. And if you're an empath like myself, you know this feeling all too well. I'm an empath. I've been an empath my entire life. I'm highly sensitive, very intuitive, and I pick up on a lot of people's energy, and sometimes that energy becomes my own. Throughout my spiritual journey, I've learned that it's not my duty to take on other people's energy or trauma or their negative qualities and make them my own or make them feel like I have to fix those things about those people. An empath is a person with the paranormal ability to apprehend the mental or emotional state of another individual. In layman's terms, this means that you pick up on other people's energy and sometimes you carry on their stress, emotions, and fears. Being an empath, if those of you can relate, you understand that sometimes it's hard to differentiate your feelings with somebody else's. And especially for those people who are close to you that you care about, you obviously want the best for them, and sometimes their trauma can project into your life. It's important to know how to differentiate those feelings and understand that it is not your duty to fix people or to take on anyone else's burden. Yes, you can be there for people and you can make yourself available to give them advice, but you have to know when to draw the line, and that's why protecting your energy is so important. If you're a highly sensitive person, it's important to cleanse and protect your energy from others, especially energy vampires. And this is a term that goes around in the spiritual community. People who are considered energy vampires are the people that try to suck the good energy from you. They could be people that are jealous of you. They see how happy you are and they don't like that about you, and they almost want to bring you down all the time. They're always complaining, or they're always picking out the bad things in a situation and can never really see the good. Sometimes energy vampires are within that cycle of self-deprecation, and when they self-deprecate, they also try to deprecate others and bring other people down to make themselves feel better about their situation. Of course, we send love and light to those people, but it's important to stay away from that type of energy because that energy likes to suck on people who are more sensitive and who give them the time of day. People who are down, they want to bring you down with them. Today, we're going to talk about ways to cleanse and protect your energy from not just energy vampires, but just even your own negative energy that you may be holding on to. So the first thing is to set your boundaries. Being there for people is a beautiful thing, but there comes a time when you have to set those clear boundaries for the sake of your well-being. I'm the type of person where I love to give people advice and I always want to see people better themselves, but at the end of the day, the only person that can really help that person is that person. You can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped, and it's not your responsibility to be behind that person for them to better their life. Yes, you can be a supportive friend and be there when you can. It isn't your number one priority to always uplift someone who just doesn't want to be helped. Sometimes they need to seek that help on their own. When you feel like someone is mentally and physically draining you, This is a sign to set those firm boundaries as to when and where that person can receive your energy. Your energy and time is valuable and sacred, so treat your energy as such. You're going to come across a lot of people in life. If you're a people pleaser, you always want people to like you. But at the end of the day, not every person is going to like you, not every person is going to be your best friend, and understanding that now is going to help you with your relationships in the future. Another way to protect your energy is to cleanse your aura by doing exercises like mindful meditation and journaling. You're around a lot of people on a daily basis, and sometimes you can catch whatever negative energy comes your way. Let's say you have an interaction with someone who's having a bad day. That person may take their anger out on you, but it's important to never take things personally and to understand that whatever they're going through has nothing to do with you. It's a projection of what they're going through, and they're projecting that onto whoever they can. It's important to not escalate and confront those people, because you could just make it worse, and then you create this negative environment, and then that negative energy that they have can rub off onto you, which can then disrupt your day. So it's important to not let other people's feelings interfere with your own when you have nothing to do with that matter. The best thing to do is to just remove yourself from the situation and understand that this person is dealing with something and it's not your issue to fix. Going back to mindful meditation, it's important to take the time to go within and release those feelings. Mindful meditation is a great exercise to practice because it allows you the time and space to visualize releasing the negative energy. So let's say you did have this interaction with this person and you just felt like you didn't vibe with their energy. Maybe later that day you're gonna go home and you're gonna try to decompress whatever feelings that you experienced from that situation and release them. By closing your eyes, visualizing in your mind's eye that that negative energy is seeping out of you, and you're creating this aura, this white bubble of light that encapsulates you, is a great way to not let other people's energy get into your bubble. The more you do this, the stronger your aura becomes. Your aura works with your mindset. So the more positive and free-flowing you are, the brighter your aura and energy appears. But the more negative you are, when you're complaining, you're a jealous person, you're on edge, the darker your energy and the less people want to be around you. If that is the case, if you are this negative type of person or you're dealing with these mental health struggles, visualize yourself releasing those negative feelings, emotions, trauma that you may have been through. See them escaping from your body. I know this sounds so woo-woo and like almost crazy to some people who are very new to their spiritual journey, but it helps you so much, because when you can visualize these things disappearing, you're gaining so much more power, so much control over the things that once had power over you. Before I go to any sort of event or I meet new people, before I walk into the room, I tell myself, I'm excited to meet new people. I'm excited to put myself out there, but I'm also going to protect my energy. What I do is I envision that there's a white bubble surrounding my being and that nothing can penetrate my bubble. I'm not gonna let any negative sort of vibe that I get from a person, if I'm just meeting them, rub me the wrong way, because again, never take things personally. When you take things personally, you let that person or whatever it is control who you are. As I said, you are the person that's in control. You are the one that allows certain things into your bubble. When you visualize that you have this positive bubble around you, nothing can get in there and bring you down. Remember, negative energy and feelings is a reflection from the other person and has nothing to do with you, especially if you just meet somebody and they're rude to you. It's their problem, it's not yours. Don't take things personally. If meditating isn't for you, journaling is a great way to practice releasing negative feelings. When I was going through my depression in 2020, I started journaling every single day. I started realizing the things that were bringing me down and why I wasn't as happy as I could be. But once I was able to really get these things down into a notebook and go back and read them, I understood what was taking my power away from me, and I was able to change my perspective into a more positive outlook and help heal those negative feelings and attributes about myself in order to become a happier person. So the more you release, the more protected you are, because you're allowing yourself to see what sort of feelings and emotions drain you. And moving forward, you understand how to handle them in the future. The more that you go within, reflect, release, the more powerful you become, because you're able to acknowledge whatever it is that could have been hurting you, and now you understand how to handle that situation moving forward. So therefore, you're protected and you feel more confident in your day-to-day life. Another way to protect and cleanse your energy is to sage or use Palo Santos or crystals. Whenever I am going through a creative rut, or I just feel down, or I just feel like there's some like negative energy like in my home, I always sage my house. Sage is a natural cleanser. It clears the bacteria in the air, and the smoke offers this rapid delivery to your brain, which allows efficient absorption to the body. And scientists have observed that sage can clear up to 94% of airborne bacteria in a space and disinfect the air. This is something that has been used for many, many years in the Native American culture as well as in the spiritual community. It is something that can really help you cleanse your space. Whenever I'm feeling some weird vibes, if I'm going through a funk, I'll cleanse my house, I'll cleanse myself. And you can also use Palo Santos as well. Crystals is another way that you can protect your energy and cleanse your spirit. I personally wear a black tourmaline bracelet at all times. I wear it on my left hand because your left hand is your receiving hand. Before I got this bracelet, I was not in the best headspace. I felt very blocked and just negative all the time, and I really wanted to take matters into my own hands, whichever way possible for me to work on my mental health and help me just get better. Crystals really are magical stones. They have energy within them, and each crystal holds a different type of energy. Black tourmaline specifically is meant to protect you from negative energy, and I also put a black tourmaline crystal at the front of my door. So that way, anyone who comes into my house, that crystal will absorb that negative energy and not allow it into my sacred place, which is my home. Again, I know this sounds crazy, especially if you're very new to the spiritual aspect of things, but I'm telling you, this stuff works, and it's up to you to be open to it or not. But this is what works for me. It may not work for you, but it is something that you can try and just be open to. The first step to healing is to be open to different avenues that can help you, and whatever works for you, works for you. Next, we're going to talk about limiting your exposure to energy vampires and things that drain you. A great way to protect your energy is to distance yourself from people who gossip, because 9 times out of 10, if you're hanging out with people that gossip about other people, they're going to be gossiping about you. It's human nature, people gossip, but it's better to not gossip, because when you emit that negative energy, like I said, the energy you put out is the energy that you receive. You're going to receive that energy back. So not gossiping or talking badly about other people will help you on your spiritual journey. You don't want to be someone who's closed off, who's judging people all the time, because when you do that, you're just creating that negative cycle within you, and it doesn't help you attract good things. Yeah, there could be people who are successful that talk negatively about other people, but at the end of the day, is that person really happy? If you gossip and you only talk about bad things, what sort of value do you give yourself and do you give to the world? You don't really give yourself value and you don't really give value to the world because you're constantly talking badly about things. Don't you want to talk positively about things? Don't you want to feel good when you talk about things? Trying not to gossip about people or hang out with people who gossip is a great way to limit your exposure and protect your energy. The people you follow on social media can really shape the way you think and feel about yourself, so choose the people you follow wisely. Just like the people that you hang out with, the people that you follow also can impact your day-to-day. The people that uplift you, that inspire you, motivate you, those are the people that you want to keep in your circle. Those are the people that you want to look up to. But if you find yourself constantly comparing yourself to people on social media, or you feel like you're less than them or that their energy drains you, then that's your sign to either unfollow or mute them. Like I said, you control who you want to hang out with and the people that you want to follow. Whenever I feel like I'm comparing myself, especially on social media, I personally just try to stay in my own lane. I'm an empath. I pick up on people's energy and I just try not to surround myself with so much content, with so many different personalities, because sometimes it makes me feel like I need to be XYZ in order to be successful, but really you just have to be yourself. One of the main ways to be confident is to stay in your own lane, is to only worry about you and the things that you're going through. Because again, the more noise that you allow into your space, the more chaotic things happen, and then your mental health starts to go on the decline. So staying in your lane, limiting your exposure to certain people can really help you protect your energy. And lastly, most importantly, honor who you are. Not everyone deserves your time, space, and energy. Choose who you surround yourself with wisely. Realize that not everyone is going to like you, and you can't be a people pleaser to everybody. The more you realize this, the more intention you create when it comes to meeting and being surrounded by people and society as a whole. So to wrap up today's episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card and an angel dreams oracle card. So we're going to pull two different cards. I'm switching it up this week because I got a new deck. Let's see what affirmation spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, or whenever you're listening to this episode. The more I attune my energy with appreciation, the more the universe will deliver. The more you appreciate your energy and that your energy is sacred, the universe will deliver the right people into your life. But you have to honor who you are. And when you honor and have respect for yourself, you know which people and what circumstances can be allowed into your space. For the angel card, we got yellow, and this really ties into your solar plexus, which has to deal with confidence and also flexibility, adaptability, and your personal power. Again, you are in control of the people that are in your life, your interactions, and how you deal with certain things. So remember that you are very powerful and that you have the power to allow certain things into your life if you want them or not. I hope that this episode gave you some clarity on how to protect your energy and to really honor who you are, and that it inspires you to start going within more and understand that you are the one that's in control of your destiny and the people that you allow into your space. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it in your story on Instagram, tag me at SoniaXSing, and you are blossoming. I absolutely love seeing who's listening, who I'm helping, and who's enjoying each episode. If you're feeling generous, make sure to give the podcast a rate and review. This helps us stay relevant and spreads the good vibes of this podcast out to more people. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys really soon. Bye.